Can I ask you guys something? Have you ever been afraid? Have you been scared to stand up to something, to someone? I'm probably not the first guy to admit it, but sometimes I get scared. Sometimes that fear leads to procrastination. There are times where I look at scary projects that I feel that are going to take too much time, that'll wear me out. I'll just push them to the side. I'm like, nope, can't fucking deal with it. I won't do it. But being scared usually pushes people, right? I mean, it should. That's what I found out not too long ago. You know what? Let me go ahead and share this. See, the one thing I'm scared of is trying to be a good husband. See, I've been married for 3 years now, and I love my wife. But there are some days where I feel like I'm not doing enough, and I should be fearful, and I should fear losing her if I'm not doing enough. Then I start getting anxious, and then start second guessing myself. Oh, did I make the bed? Did I make dinner? Did I make lunch for her work? Did I clean the living room? Are the kids fed? Did I run the errands that I was supposed to? Did I wash the clothes? Did I go buy groceries? Did I buy the right curtains? Did I buy the right pair of shoes? You know, that sort of thing. And for the last 3 years, I was so petrified. I can't believe I'm sharing this with you guys. But I would go up to my wife and just, you know, I'd just be like, oh, here you go. I hope it's to your liking. If not, I'll fix it. I'm sorry. I would always end the sentence with, I'm sorry. And I don't know why it took me so long for me to realize that, you know, I didn't have to be afraid to be a good husband. My wife once told me that what I do, it's not good enough, it's great. And I looked at her like, well, hold on. Look at all the times I messed up, where I picked the wrong color curtain, or I washed your clothes that you did not want to have washed. You wanted to save those for later. Wash the important things. I forgot to pick you up on time sometimes. That's rare. Or I grabbed the wrong type of food for the cats and the dogs. And it's funny because I looked at it like it was a terrible thing. I looked at it like it was the end of the world. Because I've heard of many stories of people going all out and then failing and then ruining their marriages. I didn't want that. I didn't. To this day, I don't. But now that I look at it and I realize that I shouldn't be afraid of stuff like that. Because who knows if for whatever reason my great turns into good, then it turns into eventually. Who knows? I can't control the way my wife thinks. If I'm thinking I'm doing a pretty good job, that's fine. But if my wife somewhere down the line says, you know what, we got to split ways because you're not doing as good, then I don't know what more to do, to be honest. The same thing comes with projects. Even doing these podcasts. I know sometimes it's not the best content. And it's not good enough at times. Look at me second guessing myself. But I want to share it. Whether you want to listen to it or not. That's... Whether I even get a thousand listens. I probably may or may not ever. I'd love to. I really would. And eventually I should probably get some decent content on this. But you see what I'm saying here is that There's no point of being afraid anymore. There really isn't. I dread sometimes getting on this thing, sharing my thoughts, because I keep having these weird, awkward pauses. I keep saying a lot. I lose my train of thought. And it's natural. I'm not a Howard Stern. I'm not a fucking Tony Robbins. I'm not a Jim Rohn. I'm not these guys who talk for a living that spit whatever comes straight out of their mind. I'm not. I'm racing back and forth. My mind is just all over the place. My emotions, I'm looking everywhere because I'm doing this while I'm washing clothes, while I'm just looking around, making sure no one wants to hurt me. But even though I'm afraid of these things and I'm anxious, I'm still doing it. I'm still trying to live my life. And if anybody's afraid, just put it this way. Fear is a great motivator. It really is. Let's just say, for whatever reason, you're stuck in the woods. I don't know why the fuck you would. There probably isn't too many woods out here in LA unless you go to fucking like Sequoias or towards Big Bear, but there's, you know, whatever. Let's just go on. Let me keep going. You're stuck in the middle of the woods. There's a waterfall and you see a fucking big fucking bear just coming at you. Crazy. Now, the bear can outrun you. If you try to fight the bear, it will try to kill you. But the bear does not want to jump this 50-foot waterfall. I highly doubt that he does. I don't know. I don't understand bears. But there's a 50-foot waterfall right in front of you and that bear. Now, would you rather have your fucking arms, your face, your internal organs ripped out? Or would you rather face jumping out onto that waterfall, possibly breaking something, possibly dying? Your fear kicks in, but then adrenaline kicks in. Your instincts might kick in as well. Same shit with projects and hanging out with your friends. Now, your friends want to go to the club, they want to go to a restaurant, they want to catch up with you, but you're working on a project for your business or for school or for work that you know you need to get done. Now, your friends can hang out with you any other week. If your friends decide to cut you off because you're too busy, time to get new friends. But sometimes we get afraid. I sometimes forget that my friends, they respect what I do. Sometimes I get afraid for turning them down, thinking they probably won't like me. I can't control the way they feel. My fear helps me make decisions. Your fear helps you make decisions. This is always going to be short. I don't know if it's to the point. I probably just circle around, do a couple zigzags. But I always like to share a message with some of these things that I share with you. I'm very nervous half the time when I do these damn things, okay? So forgive me. Eventually, I'll get better. I promise you that. Okay, well, that's pretty much what I wanted to say. Fear is a great fucking motivator, ladies and gentlemen. Let it fuel you and let it help you be a better person, a better worker, a better husband, a better anything. Okay, this is your mind ranting. You guys have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.